All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to jump into this T.I. A few weeks back, we had a show about Raven Simone. What was her name on the... I messed the show up last time. So anybody want to help me out? That's All Raven? Say it. Help me out.
That's All Raven?
Okay, that show right there.
That's All Raven.
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Yeah. So you remember the comments that she had said about she don't want to be called African American, she just want to be American.
Mm-hmm. I took she don't
offense.
Like labels.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I took offense to that. Did anybody else take offense to that?
Claire.
I wasn't feeling it.
Claire really took offense. After I went back and thought about it, it made me even more mad. But T.I., who, again, I don't understand why is saying anything, because I don't understand why we have these athletes and these rappers talking about regular life. Rap and play ball. That's what I want
you
to
know. But why they can't talk about regular life?
T.I. just remind me of that guy that knows a couple big words. So he just want, you know, he speaks better than his friends or his peers, so let's talk to him. But he doesn't make any sense to me.
Nah, he made perfect sense. But you can't say just because a person is successful that they can't
they
speak
stay
about
in their lane.
Life. That is their lane.
How is
that's
that
what
his
they
lane?
Came from. You can't say
Diddy,
so
that's
like,
not his lane.
So now, V, like...
Diddy, this is the same guy that we talking about that had guns up the wazoozie.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear from you unless you telling me about music.
So if a guy with a gun threw you a raft when you drown and you don't want to take the raft?
Well, yeah, that's different. Well, how is that the same?
He's still the same guy.
Well, I don't want him to give me no explanation. Just throw me the raft so I can get up out the water. No, I just don't want T.I. talking about... Like life and facts, man. You
well,
know what?
Why? He lives life.
Live what life?
He lives everyday life.
Yo, Doug, why is T.I. on Larry King? Come on.
But what you mean?
What? He should be talking about, what is it, I'm a Hustler or whatever songs he got.
He's not that guy anymore.
Who is he?
He's reformed.
It's not that he's reformed, but he's older. You know what I mean? He's older now. He does a family show, which he's the producer of.
He does a family show, but then him and his family was fighting with Floyd, and they doing all this. Come on.
But that you can't say, come on. None of us in here in this room can say we ain't going to have no family quarrels.
No, like, I understand that, but I don't want to hear anything he has to say about life. I don't. I really don't even like his music, to tell you the truth.
I don't think
he the king of this town. I like Ludacris. Ludacris the king of the South. In my eyes.
Let's hear what the man has to say.
Well, I'm going to do that, but listen, I want to point out something. I hope you guys catch it, because he says something clearly that made me just go, this is why I don't want him speaking. Yes, you can. Well, I'll turn the mics off and you can hear it. All right, here we go.
Raven Simone recently sat down with Oprah and said, I'm tired of being labeled. She considers herself an American, not an African American. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
I mean, I think she has an incredible point. We are all American. And I mean, to separate us, I think we need to find more reasons to unify rather than to divide each other and separate from one another. Everybody isn't meant to be the same race, the same religion, the same ideologies of life. We have to accept and respect one another's differences.
So then why don't you like African American?
I didn't say I didn't like it. It doesn't, words to me don't have much power unless you give them power. African American to me is what I was taught to call myself. I consider myself African American, black, and American. I mean, I think they're all categories that we place ourselves in where we see comfort in words.
All right, we back. Bo, we going to talk, Bo. We going to get you in here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Slay. Come on,
bars.
Talk to me.
Now,
talk to me.
I agree with what he's saying.
Everything
he's
saying?
Everybody got a problem with the fact that he said words don't have power unless you give them power.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely do.
And I don't see, like, you know, how that's not true. You know, unless you allow it to hurt you, like if somebody calls you a name, you know what I mean? It's up to you whether that word hurts you or not. It's up to you whether you turn that into something.
Correct. Now, I got a question.
Like the same word. Hold on, let me finish.
Go ahead.
If, you know, I'm walking in the street and a white person calls me the N-word,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be a different effect than, like, right now if we talking and you call me that.
Yep.
But it's the same word.
I get that.
It's the same word. It should, you know, same power. So,
I get
like,
that. No, I'm okay with that part. Here's my thing. And Salida Ray... I'm going to tell you my problem with it, too, right now. Here's my problem. The term African-American what bothers me about the fact that we are just accepting that we are American. During Jim Crow, we weren't American.
No.
So, listen.
No, yeah, I'm going to let you finish.
During slave trade, we weren't just American. So all I'm saying is it don't have to be African American. But at some point, as black Americans, we have to carry some of that fight that our forefathers and mothers put in, and we just can't forget about that. They fought for us to be American and equal, but you got to carry some of that on your back.
But what did they fight for? Did they fight for us to be American or to be African American?
Well, African American is the title that they gave us. I consider myself
black.
Yeah,
who gave it to? Not Martin Luther King, not Malcolm X.
I don't know,
any of these civil rights leaders. They
it's
didn't,
on the application,
they didn't give us
Slay.
That
I don't know. It's on the which
yeah,
one you
the,
check?
The people that you're mad at. Those are the people that I check black.
I mean, for me, I understand what Vern is saying. Is like we don't give ourselves enough as it is, but now we're saying it's okay to just be like, hey, we're just all Americans. Who cares? Like, our culture is already being lost as it is. So now we're not calling ourselves African Americans. Next, you're going to say that I don't want to check black on the application. I'm just going to check other and keep it moving. Like, are you going to hold some sense of pride from where you come from?
But go ahead.
As opposed to just going with whatever flow is you know what I'm saying?
But with that said, so like, it has to be up to that person what they choose to be and what they choose to go by. So, like, because I'm African-American or whatever, you know, you want to label me as, like, so should I celebrate Kwanzaa now? Should I change everything? Like, what? Who's to say, like, what is the culture? Like, the culture is, the tradition is what you create. And that's the American way. It's not like, we should just, like, what do us as regular individuals know about African culture? No, like, if you ask the average African American,
I don't think
they're going to tell you they're in a hut somewhere and they don't know that Africa and like a lot of places is very, you know, like a city.
But I'm saying I don't think when they say African American, you really think like Africa, African American?
Yes, African.
I didn't think that. I thought they was just being PC. Because they didn't want to call us black.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I didn't think they were talking about Africa.
Well, we got them from American. Africa. So.
Look here. I don't want to be African either.
I can't go to Africa and just point my way to the corner store.
You're deep on that.
I can't go to Africa and just be like, yo, Mutubutu's is around the corner. Like,
listen,
who
is Mutubutu?
I don't know, but it sounds like somebody from Africa.
Who is that guy?
And that's me being, you know, black American, not knowing a lot about, you know, African. Like, they might have a regular name like Bob.
Caller, hold on 1 second. All I want to ask you is this, Lay. Do we owe it to the people that came before us to have some part of that, like, to live in these days and respect and have some part of that with us? Because if we just go by American, in 25, 30 years from now, our kids won't know about the struggle.
I don't believe that's true.
But how?
Because, like,
we're gonna lose Black History Month because we're American.
Yeah, but it's called Black History Month, not African American.
No, I want to be black. That's what I want to be. I don't want to be African.
I mean, I don't have a choice.
I want to be called black.
This is who I am. I don't think you can lose that because when you look in the mirror, like, that's what you are.
But I honestly think that when we live in a world where what others and what society places upon you is so important, it's easy for you taking away a title.
Mm-hmm.
One person takes away a title, now 50, now 1,000, now 10,000. Now that title is gone. Where is our sense of who are we?
Does that title make us who we are?
Absolutely.
It doesn't, but unfortunately, like, we live in a world where that title
African
is important.
American, am I going to have a 750 credit score? like, is anything going
to
change?
Look, let me get to this call.
I need to know. So, you know, say I try to get a house or something out here.
Caller, you on the air.
Hey, what's up, big?
Who this?
Juan, calling from Texas.
Oh, what's good? Hold on, man. Hold on. I know who this is. This is the big brother right here. Let me give you a clap, bro. My brother, I'm in need of your guidance, man. Because
what's going on?
Just tell me what it is, man. Explain it. Break it down for us.
I'm sitting here listening to this, man, and I'm like, I mean, in actuality, African-American, man, the hyphen in between symbolizes ownership, man, okay? the Constitution states, the 13th Amendment, that we that no slave or descendants of slaves will ever be considered citizens of this country, ever. Mm. That's just the way it goes, period. Okay, yeah. I mean, I hear brothers and sisters, how about they don't want to be African, they don't want to be American and whatnot. Man, we'll never be American. It's not going to happen. That's why when you look on applications, it says African-American, Asian-American. But where it says white, it just says white. Why? Because they are considered the Americans, not us.
But
and we never will be.
Are they Americans? Like, are they the native of the land?
Basically, in a sense, man, it was stolen from the natives of this land, okay? I mean, it goes all the way back to the Trail of Tears when you were in school.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the Trail of Tears led to Tulsa, Oklahoma, okay? And basically what it was is that the natives from this country, along with many of the free slaves, also traveled the Trail of Tears to Tulsa. And they figured that we'd get there and we would just perish because it was just desolate land.
Yeah.
When we got there, we went there and found oil and whatnot, built a whole city. If you check, you'll see what they call it now the Tulsa Race Riots, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's what the Gap Band stood for, okay? Mm-hmm. Greenwood, Archer, and Pine. Those were streets in Tulsa, Oklahoma, okay? And what they did was, at that time, after everybody got up there, they had a thing called the Dawes Roll. And that was in, like, 1898, where a dude left in Dawes. Basically, all the natives had to be registered in order to be receive land. After he went there to get registered, the white people decided that, well, wait a minute, they can't get all the land. So they paid $5 to be classified as natives, and therefore they would get all the land, and all the land went to all the white people. And the natives got stuck on reservations anyway.
Wow.
That's basically what happened. And they took over the name American. That's mm-hmm. how it goes. You know, so, I mean, really, in this country, man, it's really however you look at it, man. I mean, whatever works for you, whether you're called black, native, African, whatever. If it works for you, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, you know. And I don't know, people, for some reason, I mean, labeling, people feel for a need to have to label everybody. For what?
Yeah,
exactly. These same people don't want to be labeled themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
You know, I mean, and it's sad. It's really sad that it's like that, but it is. And I don't think it's just in this country, but other countries as well, you know.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It is what it is.
Yawan, you know what? I'm feeling blessed, man. We yeah, this is an OG right here.
Bum
Hud.
He's
calling from Texas,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And the fact that you actually listen to us is that's beyond belief. But then to call in and take the time to call in and school us, I'm gonna give you another clap, Slay. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah,
I know
that's respect, man.
That's definitely.
I gotta say, he got the OG voice too.
Word,
so
yeah.
Everybody was listening mad quietly. Like I felt like I was like Indian style at the carpet or something. Just,
yeah, everybody be quiet, just listen.
Hey, let me listen.
Hey, y'all
let me break
are beautiful,
it down.
Man.
All
right. Well, I appreciate everything y'all do. I really do.
Thank you, appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yo, thanks for the support, bro.
Right?
Yo, shout outs, man. Shout out somebody out here because you from Hudson City, man.
I want to shout out to all of you. Okay, I mean, I swear, I don't want to shout out to all of you. All the fam, everybody. You know, I got to make it time to get back home again, you know.
Yes, sir.
Make it time to get back home. Yeah.
And when you do, let's link up, man.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely, you know. I think what everybody needs to do when they get a chance is to just travel outside of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
and see more of the world, okay? Africa isn't really what people say it is. Okay, there's parts of Africa. I mean, it's like, I mean, Firestone has a big industry in Africa, in Liberia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, and I mean, you go to China. In China, I mean, they know who the chosen people are. They
mm-hmm.
look up to us up there, you know? I mean, we just don't know. I mean, and we treat people with so much disrespect, you know? So I mean, we're so inconsiderate, disrespectful, rude, and obnoxious to each other. For what?
Wow.
For what? It's sad, okay? And no other race of people have respect for us because we have no respect for ourselves or each other.
That's respect.
No, you're right. You're right. You know what? When you say it like that, man, Diddy, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
I'm
Diddy. Here go the clap. I'm sorry.
That's the best call we ever
yeah.
had.
Yeah, word. Yawan, listen, man. Like, again, man, thank you so much for the call, man. And respect, bro.
Yeah, you, definitely.
Yeah,
you thank
very
you.
Much.
Family.
Yeah, and I'll definitely talk to you on the book, man.
All right, brother. Most definitely. I love y'all, man.
Yeah, love you too,
bless,
bro.
Thanks.
Peace.
Yes, sir.
See, the good part about that call is that every now and then we need somebody to really set us straight.
Mm-hmm.
And I was bugging. I guess so. Was I bugging?
And he hit all points.
Yeah, he did.
He hit all points.
Man, that's the fact master right
there,
he came, boy.
He came with a little history.
You know what you think, Ma? Take the mic, Ma. What you think, Ma? Because you know you and
Maul is a historian, yeah, like myself. Maul,
break it down.
No, the brother was definitely on point. I mean, he had me listening, like, he's saying some things here. But no, he hit on all cylinders. You know what I'm saying? Especially about the respect for ourselves and how other people view us and have respect for us or lack thereof because we don't have respect for ourselves. That's where I came with the other show, you know, us being our own worst enemies because we set that standard and then they don't follow that or they do follow that, but it's just, you know, on a different level. They don't respect us at all because we don't respect ourselves. Just to elaborate. But no, the brother, I definitely appreciate that call. It's a lot of food for thought too.
Yeah, that's an OG. You know Rockaboy, right? Rockaboy, that's his dad right there. And yeah, Juan is an OG. You see him on the book all the time, and he's always trying to better us as black people and to inform us what's really going on. And I think I needed that.
I
might have been off base. Yeah. Because I ain't going front, and I'm sorry, Ray.
That's cool.
Salida Ray was hitting me, saying it was deeper. Mm-hmm. Slay was saying it was deeper. Mm-hmm. I just didn't get deep enough. The OG came on and opened up my eyes.
Yeah, he opened up my eyes.
Yeah, he made
I'm
me
like, yo, you taking a little bit of the fight out of me now. We still got a show to do here.
I've always thought of myself as somebody who didn't really care about the labeling and all of that because I knew who I was as a person, but you just made me realize how much I do care and that I need to reevaluate that. So big ups to him, man, because that was an eye-opener for real.
Yeah, phone's ringing off
the
hook,
him and Salida said, listen, it's deeper than Raven. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
it is.
Let's not waste no time on it because it's deeper than that. Is that phone call for us? Because if it is, we ready. Mm-hmm. We can't take two phone calls like the one we just got because I had to apologize. It's for us.
It is going up.
All right, now, y'all be nice to me now. I said sorry.
Caller, you on the air?
Hey, how you doing? It's Aisha Jamal.
Oh,
where? Aisha! Hello. Aisha. Yeah. Oh, okay, you are the girl.
You crazy, yo.
What's going on?
Either way, because I'm listening to you and I'm listening both of y'all, but I definitely wanted to comment on what the brother said. He was definitely beyond on point. But where it breaks down to is where we come back to Raven's original comment. Everybody got so wrapped up in the fact that she was actually trying to stand as an individual and just be who she feels that she is at this point in time. What we seem to forget as a community is that we don't take the time to not only educate our younger people, but we don't bridge the gap between where our ancestors originated from and where we are trying to go as a people. You know what I'm saying? It's like we spend so much time being wrapped up into labels and this, that, and the third. Well, I'm this and I'm that and I'm not this and not that. We're the only group of people that subdivide ourselves. And if we contrast that on African versus African American, at the end of the day, we are all the same people. Do you know right now, if you go to Africa, Africans don't even consider themselves connected to Americans.
No,
and Americans don't consider themselves connected to Africans when we are all the same people. And you know what does that is media. And we allow it to happen. We're the only group of people that allow stuff like that to happen. Mm-hmm. So I understood everything that Raven was saying. And I said, okay, I can understand that. Because at the end of the day, when we wake up and we walk out, we are labeled just when we walk out into the street. Oh, she's, oh, he's, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And we divide each other within our community. How do you expect the outside world to respect us?
Mm. Hold on, don't move, because you got to get a clap for that.
Don't you go, Aisha.
You better stop singing my name. Anyway, I just want to give a shout out to my brother, you know what I mean? Mohead, I'm proud of you. You know, you're doing this thing. Mohead, the poet, you know what I'm saying? Doing his thing. But I just wanted to comment, you know. Yeah, I think what y'all doing is dope. And having this kind of discussions and stuff like that, So all of the young people that's listening, all of the, you know, older people that's listening, it's bridging the gap and it's getting communication happening between all of us. So I dig y'all, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm in the NY blowing y'all up like, yo, my people are there. Yeah. Yo, listen to my brother. Yo, he's sitting there now. Yeah, but nah, you know, I just want to throw my little 2 cents in, but, you know, it's
yeah,
all good.
Yeah, yeah, you got about yeah. like 5 cents. Oh, it's cool, just, man. We appreciate that, Nickel.
Yo, I can't with you. I can't with you, yo. But you also, too, even if you want to get even further into it, this may be another topic y'all want to pick up another time, where it becomes, we have so many lost generations. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I left the hood, I graduated in 01, and I feel like a lot of the generations behind me, and this is no disrespect to anybody, but I'm saying from what I'm seeing in the youth, it's lost. Like, you know, everybody's, no shade, but everybody's out twerking and this and the third, but at the end of the day, do you know your family history? Do you know where your line ends, where it starts? Who you are? And that's why I also kind of feel what Raven was saying is because she said, I don't know who I am. This is, I know that my people are from such and such. Mm-hmm. And that was a real statement, but nobody paid attention to what she was saying at in that regard. You feel me?
No, I feel you.
You know, yeah. But, you know, let me get out of here. But,
no.
Yeah, you know.
Don't go nowhere yet because you will get another one next.
We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you calling in also.
Okay, Mohead, yeah. Okay,
but just one more time. Aisha.
That's why y'all get cut next time I see y'all. Okay, I can't say that on the air. Okay, bye.
Thank you for the call.
No doubt, bye.
Two powerful calls.
Yeah, man.
Oh, one from NYC, one from Texas. Yeah. We balling in here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, balling. Yeah, I ain't gonna front. Detroit is going in, man, and she's agreeing on everything that's being said.
We were a wide right now.
Yeah, Diddy, you said like this is gonna be a deep conversation. You said that it was gonna be a great show.
Yeah.
Claire, I know you wasn't able to hear everything, but you could hear us. Feedback, you got input. Don't be worried. Don't worry about Slay because he ain't gonna. Don't worry about him.
So the same way that the man who called in, how he made you retract a little bit.
Okay.
When I heard T.I.'s comment, the more he articulated on it, it made a little more sense. And I think that I get frustrated when people don't have the same kind of passion as me. Mm-hmm. So, like, I also am not sure where my family's roots come from, but I'm not taking that term away from myself. I'm going to take the next initiative where I'm in the process now of taking the extra steps to find it out myself so that I know, so that I could teach my kid and teach other kids in the community how to take those steps to get to that place. And I feel like she has star status. So instead of trying to pull away from that, teach people how to get back in touch with it so that we don't lose generations.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that. I gotta get quick. Okay. All right. I'm with you, Claire. Proud of people. I'm with you, Claire.
Where do we go from there, guys? I mean, feedback. Maul, get on, Maul. Your sister called in. Listen, like, we on the previous show, we was talking about how people called you Carlton. Well, your sister don't sound like you.
No,
two different people.
Mm-hmm. Of course. I mean, and when you grow up, your sibling definitely sound different than you. I mean, I'm sure that Slay doesn't sound the same as his.
No, I do.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. We're a little ghetto.
Well, I guess we both view our experiences differently. So in that regard, we do sound different. And she's been in the city for a minute. She's had more experience with different things than I have. So, I mean, I bring it up to that. Yes, I was definitely called Carlton. Aisha wasn't called anything like a female Carlton or nothing like that.
Yeah, their personalities was too different, too. Aisha was the wild child. She was the party.
She always dropped rubies. Where do you think Maul had the poet came from?
Yeah. She dropped jewels, yo. That was deep.
She definitely dropped rubies.
And it was so balanced because first we had the OG, which is a man, call in. But then we had a female to call in and just as strong, even. I'm going to give us a clap, man, for putting this together.
And Maul been talking like this since forever. Like, this is him. Like, that he was, like, in, like, fifth grade, like, answering the questions. Like, well, professor. So this is what I get to, like I'm just looking like I hate this guy, man. No way they're gonna call on me. I don't know the answer. I even raised my hand. Y'all gonna call on me? You better call on more so he can articulate
this.
It
finally comes out. After 20 some odd years, it comes out.
Nah, don't get it twisted. You know, I'm a straight A student. I'm with more of the well, haha. Great observation. Great observation. Great observation, Mr. Sutherland, but.
I had him, too.
Oh, Ray, any feedback on this? Anything you want to say?
I'm just blown away, man. Like, those two calls alone, they just got me looking at things a lot different than what I normally would, so.